That's the sound of me blowing dust off of my microphone because it has been sitting on my desk for over 2 months since the last time I made a podcast episode, just gathering dust. And today I've taken the huge leap to simply record my blog post, but I'm not doing it how I usually do it. I'm talking first and writing afterwards. I'm summarizing whatever I'm saying. So if you're listening to this instead of reading, you got the better bit of content. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy it. So this week's blog post is part of this ongoing series where at some point last year I just decided to start writing like life updates. Prior to that I was just kind of writing a bunch of semi-serious or like listicle style stuff, and I just thought like, why not actually just write about silly life stories? So that's what that is. It's just sort of challenging me to talk about myself, which can be really uncomfortable, obviously. But I don't know, I thought it's probably a better suited topic to be more of an audio diary than a blog post in a lot of ways. And I think going forward, I'd like to sort of remember to take little sound bites throughout my days and weeks leading up to these posts so that I can sort of make an ongoing sort of these are my thoughts for the month sort of thing instead of like summarizing events. If you're listening to this and you think that's a cool idea, please let me know, because I do love a little bit of encouragement, but it would be a little bit more work. So yeah, I don't know, if you'd listen to that, let me know. But yeah, I'm about to run you through about a month's worth of life events, and it's been a huge sort of month or so. I've been at the pointy end of the semester, and if you happen to read my last update or, I don't know, have spoken to me lately, you'll know that I had COVID like right after my 21st birthday. And just like, let me tell you, it took way too long to recover from that, and I'm not even really done. I still have this terrible cough. I don't know whether that's actually, you know, ongoing COVID, but it definitely didn't help in terms of my immune system going through like the start of winter. So I've got something for sure. And I'm still just so tired and stuff. But that's also like, it's been a big few weeks. So if you can hear it in my voice or if I sniffle or make a weird mouth noise, I really do apologize, because I know that that can be just so gross, but that's what's going on in my body. Moving on from that, I got better. I went back to uni. I went back to uni makes it sound like I dropped out. I didn't drop out. I just took a week off. Like I didn't do any work the week that I was in isolation, and then I think a few days after that, because I just like I didn't have it in me. But I had to get back, and it was the last few weeks, so there was a lot of assignments that I'd been putting off, and I just sort of had to smash them all out. But in the middle of that, my dear friend decided to whisk me away to Sydney to go and see Maya. I don't know how many of you have heard Maya's music, but it's incredible. It's so good. I had the best time, and she was probably, I think, definitely the best gig that I've seen this year, if not ever. But I could also just be running off of the high of having like such a great time that night. So don't know. Give Maya some credit, but I don't know that it's entirely hers. But yeah, while we were down there, went to Glebe Markets and Grounds of Alexandra, which I went to earlier in the year as well with my mum and my sister. And it's just really pretty. And I got a heap of nice photos, and I felt so refreshed. I just sort of put my assignments out of my mind. I think the one I was working on, I ended up handing in late because I just needed not to be doing work for that time. And I'm so glad, because I don't think I suffered any penalties for handing that in late. So what's the loss? But anyway, that was sort of the end of May. So we've gone into June after that, and it got so cold so quickly. There was like a while there where it was just really windy. But that's Wollongong for you, I guess. It stopped raining as much, it stopped being as windy as much, but now it's just so cold every day. And I think it's not a secret at all that I hate the cold. I grew up in Orange, and then I moved to Dubbo when I was like 10. And in both of those cases, like, Dubbo's not as cold as Orange, but they're both just such a dry cold where it's just like everywhere. I hate being cold. I can't deal with it. I hate the feeling. I hate winter because I really am someone that needs to be outside in order to survive my life. Like, I find so much peace and joy in not being cooped up. And winter, like, more so than lockdown even, just does not give me the option to go outside and be comfortable with that, because it doesn't matter how many layers you put on, if it's cold, you're going to be cold. The only way to get out of being cold is to be distracted, which I suppose might be part of the reason why the last month or so has been so intense, because I need to be moving around. But I'm always sick and cold, and usually I'm bored, but like, I suppose this is kind of my first winter fully in Wollongong, because when I moved up in 2020, we moved back home to Dubbo just as winter came in, I think. And then last year, I didn't really have an option because I think we went into lockdown up here just as winter started. So I just, like, I couldn't have gone outside and done things if I wanted to. So I'm just sort of getting through it. But I hate it, and I'm so ready for spring. So if there's any reason at all to push climate change ahead, it's so that I don't have to suffer winter ever again. People that love it will, like, defend it with their whole chest. They'll, like, talk about hot chocolates and fireplaces and blah blah blah. Well, I don't have hot chocolate and I don't have a fireplace, so I don't know. I'm bitter about it. But anyway, moving on from that, I finished up the semester, and that last sort of week was just so much. Like, there was, I think I had like 4 assignments due within the space of like 3 days, and I had to be all on top of it, and I hadn't started any of them because of the COVID, and I didn't want to get an extension on any of them, even though I probably could have, because I just wanted to be done with the semester. Like, it's just, I've had COVID twice, I've had a few little things sort of go wrong here and there. You know, I've had like the best time and also like the worst time. It's been the hardest semester that I've gone through since starting uni. And that might also just be because a lot of it involved being on campus, which I love. I really love and I'm really grateful for, but, it is more energy generally. God. But, yeah, I sort of made it through that week. And then after that terrible, terrible week, there was this week of like what was supposed to be celebratory, and it was, but there were good things and bad things that happened there. So I guess in the good news category, we successfully managed to pull off an in-person event. So the society that I'm a part of, the Digital Media Society, we pulled together this like semi-formal dinner awards show thing for people in the communications degree, and it was really fun, and I got to take the photos, and that's sort of what I've been getting through for the last few days, just editing those. But it was really fun to get like everyone together and meet some people that I'd somehow managed not to meet in person. I mean, I say somehow, but what we know is it's obviously the fault of the pandemic. But just to have, like, all of the people that I think are cool in, like, one room was a fun time. I had to choose between, like, two dresses because one of them was functional, but not as pretty as the other. And I went for functional because I think it was just actually the mood I was in, but it was still pretty, but, like, it wasn't as fancy, and I think I made the right decision there because I don't have a lot of photos of me there anyway, so naturally, because I was the one taking the photos, so it's all good. And then what else happened that week? Oh, okay, so, like, that was the Saturday, and then the Wednesday prior to that, so I've been doing this subject called Newsroom, which in terms of the journalism degree is a subject that you do in your last year, which I am in, thank God. And it's basically just like a semester-long simulation, one day a week of like working in an actual newsroom. And it is so stressful and so anxiety-inducing, but also like I really do think it was a really interesting and effective learning experience in terms of like it really helped me to sort of broaden my sphere in terms of like networking and stuff. I have, you know, people I can call up if I need to write a story about the economy or like, I don't know, pop culture events and stuff. It sort of forced me to do some things in terms of my journalism that I didn't think I had the capacity to do. So that's really, yeah, it's been a whole thing, but my point is that following that extremely stressful subject, our professor, Sean, decided that we were all going to go to a lawn bowls place down the road. And I'm not particularly versed in lawn bowls. I've watched a lot of lawn bowls. I've not played a lot of lawn bowls. And I just bombed out so hard, obviously, but I had such a fun time. And, you know, it was nice to sort of hang out with the people that I'd seen week in and week out for the whole semester or even like the last few years, not in a class setting. So it was fun. But the next day, oh no, it wasn't the next day, the Friday, my car broke down. So yeah, I was like, I went and I got fuel and then I was on my way to see a friend and I stopped at this roundabout and it just stopped going. And then it was a long weekend and I had these bloggies on and I was helping organize and stuff, so it just had to stay out front of the store that it had broken down in front of. Like, some people got out and helped me push it in, like, out of the way off the road, but it just had to like stay there and it was really stressful and I don't have any money because like I don't know, I'm a young person, but like a few weeks prior, my laptop decided to stop working. I'd gone into Newsroom and we were on a radio week and my voice was just so bad because I think it was actually the week after I had COVID. My voice was so bad, I wouldn't have been able to like really talk well and help my team out. But I thought, oh, I'll just do like the tech. I can write some scripts and, you know, prepare the audios and blah, 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 which I really enjoy. So, you know, but yeah, I opened up my laptop and it didn't work. And I was like, well, I think I'm actually too sick to be here. And things keep going wrong. And it was like Mercury retrograde. So I had to get out of there, you know. Yeah, so that was sort of that week. And then following that, my car is now up in Shell Harbour at my auntie and uncle's place, God bless. And it will be coming home with me on Sunday, hopefully, because my brother's going to come up with like a car trailer and hopefully we just drive it home with me. I have to go home anyway because, I just want to be home during the uni holidays for a little while, and B, my sister is having a lovely baby shower And I'm really excited to go home. I've been really homesick, just because I guess I grew up in like a household of a lot of people, and now I don't live by myself, but like it's a very different vibe, you know. There's not someone to annoy me at all times of the day, and there's not anybody else to pick what we're having for dinner, or you know, if my room's messy, I can't blame my sister. It's silly, but like I am really homesick, especially now that it's cold, because we have a fireplace at home, so that's where I'll be. But anyway, following that, last week, my lovely best friend Kidlin decided to come up and see me, because she'd bought tickets for us to see Ballpark Music, which is just one of, if not my favorite band, and I think they're a huge deal, and I am embarrassingly into them. But she came up to see them with me for a little bit of a late birthday visit and birthday present, and that was really lovely. So we sort of ran around Wollongong. She used to live up here, but we were mostly in lockdown for most of that time. So, you know, I've had the privilege of running around and finding nice places and spots around town to take people, this year. So, you know, I took the chance to show her around and stuff, and we had a lot of fun. And then the concert was just stunning and beautiful, and I was packed up like second row between my buddies and, you know, watching my idols play live. Idols is weird because like I'm not a musician, but I like creatively I just think they're so awesome. And I like cried in happiness. It was really embarrassing. But I just had the best time ever. And then the day after, I was feeling so run down because the day before was just like a huge day, but I like sat around. I think I got some editing done, and my mate calls me up and they're like, "Do you want to come to Sydney tonight?" Because, you know, Vivid was finishing up, and I was like, "Oh, not really. Like, I'm tired. I should probably get some rest." I changed my mind in like a matter of hours. I was like, "Actually, I'm bored." And I'm really glad that I changed my mind, because the photos that I got out of that, not even in the sense of like the lights or anything, but I love a little street photography moment. And I think it's probably my favorite thing to do, and I just needed to do something in the way of self-care after my car breaking down and that being super stressful. So I'm really excited to get to those photos after I'm done editing the bloggies photos. And you better believe I'll be chucking them absolutely everywhere on the internet. And you'll love them. I know you will. But yeah, so on Sunday I'm going home. I think that Healthy Harold warned me not to like tell the internet where I was gonna be at any point, because it means I'll get broken into. But I trust you guys not to break into my house while I'm gone. I'm not sure why you would. I don't really have anything valuable. I guess that's basically it. I think I talked this up like it was gonna be more than it is, but I think, yeah, the highs have been high and the lows have been cribblingly cold. If you've made it this far, like, I don't know, like, follow, share, all of the buttons on all of the devices on all of the platforms, whatever you're doing, just do better. And I hope everybody is surviving this terrible, terrible winter and this terrible Saturn return. And I will be back making podcasts just so soon. Thank you for listening. Have a great night or day or whenever you're listening to this. Bye.